This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 203 for Wednesday, December 28th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is mostly higher at the start of Wednesday's session as the Canadian markets resumed trading after the holiday break. Statistics Canada reported that the country's canola processing volume was 12.3% higher this November than in November 2021, with 361,000 tons of oil output and 516,000 tons of meal. Crude oil is down to start the day, as it is affected by China's easing of COVID-19 restrictions, the European Union and G7's price cap on Russian crude oil, and U.S. oil refineries resuming operations after being shut down last week due to cold weather. Chicago soybean is taking a tumble, while Malaysian palm oil is also lower. European rapeseed is just slightly lower. The Canadian dollar is up 4/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The January canola contract is down 60 cents per ton at $866.90, while the March canola contract is up $8.90 per ton at $873.60. In the U.S., corn is struggling to find direction, while wheat and soybeans are both making gains to begin the trading day. More than 856,600 tons of U.S. corn were inspected for export during the week ended December 22nd, up from 827,000 from the previous week, but down by 98,000 from the same week last year. Mexico and China were the recipients of nearly 80% of the corn shipped during the week. So far, 8.84 million tons of U.S. corn have been exported this season, down from 12.3 million last year. Argentina and southern Brazil received light precipitation during the holidays, but not enough to reverse drought conditions. The March corn contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.75. 1.75 million tons of U.S. soybeans were inspected for export during the week ended December 22nd, down from 1.96 million in the previous week, with China receiving 61% of the total. The U.S. has totaled 27.13 million tons in soybean exports this season, down from 29.18 million last year. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reported that 61% of Argentina's soybean crop has been planted, down 18 points from last year. The January soybean contract is up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.94, while the March contract is also up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.01. The USDA reported more than 280,500 tons of wheat were exported for the week ended December 22nd, down 23,000 from 1 week earlier and 34,000 tons lower than the same week last year. The season's exports total 11.72 million tons, down 250,000 from last year. Warmer temperatures will return to the U.S. southwestern plains after a blast of Arctic air last week, with some precipitation expected in hard red wheat growing areas. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.81. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.86. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $9.35. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, December 28th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.